Good morning. With our political observer on a Tuesday, Alan Chartok. And Alan, a stunning rout by Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party in Canada. I know you talked a little bit about this yesterday on the roundtable panel.
We did, and there was some anticipation, I think, that it might have happened, but not to the extent that it did. Well, obviously, you know, every country has its group of people with famous names. It could be Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Bushes are riding off each other. These are what we call dynasties, or if you're in the British tradition, dynasties. And so it's happened again. There's also this competing thing that you see in almost every political culture, which is, you know, the conservative view of how to do it. The people at the top are making out like bandits. There's a sort of authoritarian streak in it all, and it often revolves around defense and defense machines. Now, in this case, Trudeau is coming along and he is saying, listen, we're not going to be dropping bombs over people in the Middle East anymore. That wasn't the way we're doing things, and we're going to spend. And when you take a look at the sort of liberal view of how societies should be making out, you get people who believe that if you have to raise deficits in order to put people to work and to build bridges and to infrastructure, and that's all stuff that Trudeau believes in. He's a handsome man, he's got a handsome family, and if he doesn't want to screw it up, he'll behave himself. Certainly, there's a tradition of the opposite in the family.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alan, praising a federal court ruling which upheld most of the SAFE Act law. The federal Second Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the constitutionality of the SAFE Act as well as Connecticut's post-Newtown gun control law. Second Amendment advocates insist they'll take the challenge to the Supreme Court. The decision lets stand a lower court's elimination of a 7-round load limit that the state has already admitted was unworkable.
Well, let's put it this way. Guns are guns. Cuomo has made this his finest platform. There are people who really hate him for it. I admire what he's doing. I think it's a good thing, and I have not been afraid to say when I think Cuomo is in the wrong, but I think in this case, he's right. His opponents, the gun guys, are saying, we're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court. And, of course, the fact that the lower court judges have ruled in the favor of being in Connecticut and New York, of being able to control guns, doesn't mean that that court sitting at the top with those same five guys who have done this before won't turn around and reverse all of the lower courts. In fact, I think one has to almost expect it based on their past history.
Drones, Alan. Concerned about rising reports of close calls and safety risks involving drones, the government announced Monday it will require many of the increasingly popular unmanned aircraft to be registered. Pilot sightings of drones have doubled since last year, including near manned airplanes and at major sporting events, and there are reports of interference with wildfire fighting operations.
I should think so. I mean, it's a highway up there. And you control things. You make some planes fly at 31,000 feet and some at 30,000 feet. And you say you're going this way or you're going that way. Why in the world would you allow drones up there when you know that a lonely seagull or a goose can bring down an airliner? Doesn't make any sense at all. I'm so sorry that people's recreational activities will be interfered with. But my only question is, why is it taking so long?
One of the new dangers facing the many migrants traveling through Europe is winter.
Yeah. My approach to understanding any of this is to put myself in the place of the people who are there. Can you imagine? You're taking your 5-year-old or your 2-year-old or your baby in your arms and you're fleeing for your life and you're freezing to death. Hey, can you imagine what these people are going through? It has to be just awful.
Well, the verdict is in. It made the national newscast last night. Alan, a new Siena College poll says the state has a case of puppy love, dogs over cats, 57-17.
Well, I've always understood that, you know. I mean, that's where I am. I know you're more of a cat person.
I like them all. I have cats, but, you know, they may be a bit smarter.
Well, cats just don't relate to me the same way that dogs do. They just have a different affect. So, you know, there are three categories. There's dogs, then you have your cats, and then you have your pet rocks.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.